Many cities have paid or volunteer crews that clean up vacant lots. The Land Care program in Philadelphia may be the nation's largest, with trash removed and grass and trees planted on about 4,500 publicly or privately owned parcels. Robert Grossman directs the Land Care program for the Philadelphia Horticultural Society. He told a Medical College of Wisconsin forum in Milwaukee that cleaning and greening is not designed to be the last use for the urban land.
But the intention is to improve the appearance of it, to make it more attractive to investors, to be able to kind of reveal its potential.
An epidemiology professor at the University of Pennsylvania says there appear to be other benefits to cleaning and maintaining the urban land. Charles Brannis says less gun crime, for example.
Adjusting for just the effect of moving crime around the corner, gun crime was significantly reduced. Mostly gun assaults, but to some degree gun robberies as well. Now, this is partly because of the broken windows issues, that people were more connected, took an interest in the space. If something was going on, they would call the police or they would intercede.
Philadelphia still has another 30,000 vacant lots, and reuse of some of the Land Care properties has been slow because of lack of willing investors. But Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett says the Philadelphia program is similar to what he's trying to ramp up in his city. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.